Welcome to the 15-question pop quiz for Sukkah Daf Ches, plus the three bonus questions from previous Maseches. Number one, which daf do we learn the one kapoy says she took in a house that is less than dalad by dalad amos? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number two, which of the when the Rav Yochanan says that a round sukkah must be able to fit 24 people around its circumference? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number three, which daf do we have a machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, whether it's the third wall that can be a tefach or the fourth wall can be a tefach? That's on daf Vav. Good. Number four, which daf do we have when the sukkah 10 tefachim high with chutzin dangling within it is a diras rucha? That's on daf Dalad. Good. Number five, which daf does Abaya bring several tanaim who hold that a sukkah needs to be a diras keva? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number six, which daf is halakha l'moshe m'sinai that if one objects to the majority of his hair covered in a substance like tar, the substance is a chitzitza? That's on daf Vav. Good. Number seven, which should they learn the different qualities of sukkos in the Gumbach group and those in the Rakbash group? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number eight, which should they learn that the 10 tefachim height is for the interior airspace of the sukkah? And we learned that from the sheltering wings of the Kruvim. That's on daf Hey. Good. Number nine, which should they learn about the two potter huts and the inner one is chayv in a mezuzah and the outer one is pater? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 10, which of the when the Rav says halachos of shiurim or halachos Moshe Mitzrayim, and we learn the pasuk of Zion meaning is in a smak de ba'alma? That's on daf Vav. Good. Number 11, which of the when the Rav says that one can carry on Shabbos in a sukkah that has two walls and a third wall that's just a tefach? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number 12, which daf do we learn the good astik will not work in a sukkah because it's a dira and requires walls that are noticeable? That's on daf Dalad. Good. Number 13, which daf do malchus beisham beisol whether one can sit in a sukkah with the table inside the house? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number 14, which daf do we learn that a dofa kuma works in the case of an istibah even if the third wall was a puzzle wall? That's on daf Dalad. Good. And number 15, which daf do malchus rabbanim Rabbi Yoshi whether the walls of the sukkah have to provide shade or not? That's on daf Zion. Excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which daf do we learn the value of answering amen b'kol kocho? That's on daf Kuf Yutes and Shavas. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn regarding the origins of Hal, whether Moshe and Bnei Yisrael recited it when ascending from Yamsuf, or it comes from David HaMelech? That's on daf Kuf Yud Zion and Pesachim. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn about Birchas Hachama? That's on daf Nun Tesson Brachas. Excellent. All right, that concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.